Let's open up the phone lines for the Harris Challenge. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. If you haven't played in the last 30 days, you can play today. Same rules for your Powerball, by the way. Did you know about that? If you play Powerball in the last 30 days, you can't play.
Hell yeah.
Because now the jackpot's over $600 million. $600 million! Is that the threshold at which Ian buys a ticket?
Yes, and I bought for less before, so yes, I think I have to.
I have a friend. $500 million or more. I would not want it for less than that.
I'm debating the quick pick or picking my own numbers. Though. That's
what's the difference?
Well, apparently there are some people
Those people out there.
Oh, that guy that Melvin Kilrod had on last week, he said to pick your own, own numbers.
I love these experts that come out. Let's see. We have a completely random event that nothing you do influences the outcome of.
He said if you keep playing your numbers, though, your odds get a little bit better every time.
No, they don't. That's like going through a roulette wheel. 22, 22, 22, 22.
I know. I like the people that study. When they have all the numbers on that board, the electronic board that's
which
by the
one
roulette
has
wheel, and they go, zeros haven't hit in a while.
Yeah, there are some websites you can go to find out which Powerball numbers have not been
I'm sure the ping pong balls have a brain and remember which order they came out in last time.
Did you see that picture? I don't know it was how long ago it was, but it was from a roulette table at a casino, and 19 came up like 7 or 8 times in a row.
You know that's not true.
Oh, really? Is that false?
No, because I know the story about that because it happened at the Rio in Las Vegas during the World Series of Poker, and I was staying in the Rio. So I know the story firsthand because I talked to the people at the casino. I said,
Photoshopped?
No, they were running a test.
Oh, yeah, and somebody just took a picture of it.
Exactly. Oh, it was a table where no bets were being taken.
That ruins the story.
Where they were working with some of the staff, and that's why it was the same number the entire way down.
Oh. Wanted it to be true.
No, not true. Just like all those books about how you can win, strategies to win the Powerball. Here's a strategy to win the Powerball. Go down there and pick 6 numbers and hope your number wins. That's all.
Or just say, I'd like to buy a couple of Powerball tickets and just have the computer pick.
Right, exactly. No matter what you do, the odds of winning are exactly the same. 175,223,510 to 1. You have a better chance of dying from a bee sting. You have a better chance of dying from a lightning strike. That's 1 in 3 million. You have a better chance of drowning at the beach, which here in the Midwest is much lower than it is in Florida.
Well, Pontoon Beach is real close.
Yeah.
You have a. You know what the odds of being hit by lightning? If you live 80 years, any time in your life, not just like once during a lightning storm that comes this weekend, but if you live 80 years, the chances of being struck by lightning are 1 in 10,000. The chances of winning Powerball once in your lifetime, 173 million to one.
Give that lightning stat to Lee Trevino.
Yeah.
Well, he there's got to be a one.
Yeah.
I didn't say no one can ever be hit by that.
And there's got to be a one for Powerball.
You can't
so
win if you don't
well
play.
Speaking of Lee Trevino, you stand a better chance of walking onto the golf course and hitting 2 consecutive holes in one than winning Powerball.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah, there's a simulator you can run online where you can punch your numbers in and it runs random drawings. And I was letting it run the other day just for the fun of it. And I don't even think, I think it was like 200 years I had played twice a week and I didn't even hit the $10,000 winner.
See, that's it.
I did hit one time. I had 3 numbers and it was like $100, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I was 1 number off, like 4 numbers, and they go, oh, if you'd have done that, it would have been $5,000.
Done what?
I'm like, for
what?
1 number.
See, don't tell me that.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
I have a friend who plays it on a semi-regular basis, and he calls me up, I guess yesterday morning, because they play Wednesday night, it was like $330 million, and he missed it. And he called me up and said, oh, but I got a free ticket. Said, wow, you've doubled your chances now.
Yes.
So he's awesome. In for tomorrow night. By the way, the Mega Millions is on for tonight also.
Yeah, I got one of those tickets.
190 or 200 million, something
I'll
like that.
I'll take that.
Good luck with that, Dan.
Okay,
let's pool our money together and lose as a group.
Yes.
That's happened before.
We would not be the first.
And I'll be here next Friday if I win.
Yeah, let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge. Hi, Andrew. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm I just finished my last final, and I'm very excited for the summer.
Congratulations. Does that mean graduation day soon?
No, not really.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
But congratulations on making it to summer. And let's turn on our semi-random category computer. You realize you didn't really take your last final. This is your last final, Andrew.
Oh, I did not think about that.
One more quiz. The good thing is professors don't let you choose the category. I do. And here are the categories you can choose from. Of course, we have our topical category every week called Have You Been Paying Attention? Then, because the new Star Trek movie Into Darkness is out this weekend, we have Star Trek True or False? Or category three, Landmark Supreme Court Decisions?
Let's go with the topical one.
All right. Have you been paying attention? We'll put 60 seconds on the clock. Start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. If you get them all right, we call that a clean sweep, but you don't even have to get that far to win. All you have to do is get to at least 8 points, and then this guy right here is going to reward you with a prize package chosen especially for you.
Yay! The prize package!
We have a dozen donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant and in Cottleville. We're also going to throw in a $20 gift certificate to Subliminal Subs.
Subs.
Good at all of their locations, including Westport Plaza right here. And we have a Well Hungarians t-shirt. A very nice cotton t-shirt. We also have your choice to see Iron Man in 3D, The Great Gatsby, or Pain and Gain.
Where do you see those, Dan?
You see those at any Werenberg Theater, Paul.
Which one of these three things is not like the other two?
My goodness. And that's it, Paul. Those are all a prize package well over
$1 million. All right, Andrew, you've chosen Have You Been Paying Attention? I also have to warn you, according to federal law, you don't get to 8 points, you don't win the prizes, and instead you will be punished. You understand that, don't you?
Oh, boy. I don't want to know.
All right. By the way, what kind of punishment is there if you don't do well on that last final? Uh-oh, there goes the summer.
I'm not sure. I guess I have to read. I don't know. I guess I just went well on the final, and if I did really bad, which I don't think I did, I'll have to retake the class.
I'm sure.
We don't have to.
I'm sure you aced it. Now let's see if you can do the same here. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
All right, let's do it.
Whose brother said this week that he should rot in jail for what he's done in the last decade?
O.J. Simpson.
Ariel Castro. From what federal agency was Acting Commissioner Stephen Miller forced to resign this week?
Pass.
In what state will the Preakness take place tomorrow?
Pass.
Which airline announced this week that it will let passengers without carry-on luggage board first to try to make the boarding process go faster?
Southwest.
American. In which city, the fourth largest in North America, has Mayor Tom Ford been caught on video allegedly smoking crack cocaine?
Chicago.
Toronto. From what federal agency was Acting Commissioner Stephen Miller forced to resign this week?
I don't know.
It's at this point where I remind the contestant, you chose the category of your own free will.
If this were a final, Andrew.
That would be the IRS. It's okay. It's a story that really hasn't been in the news that much. And the Preakness is at a track in Baltimore, Maryland. So, Andrew, we start off the challenge today with a big goose egg, and that's yours, my friend. Own it.
Be proud.
Okay.
Now, Andrew, here to punish you. I mentioned there's a Star Trek movie opening this weekend. Here is a man who I think has appeared in every Star Trek there's ever been in one form or another. And I, spoiler alert, have to tell you, he does make a cameo appearance in this one, too. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Leonard Nimoy.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds.
Fascinating.
Because you're mine. I walk the line.
All right, Spock, that's enough. Andrew, I'm sorry you didn't win anything. I hope you have a great weekend.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge. Let's move on to our next contestant. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just to give a shout out to my niece Lydia, who is graduating summa cum laude from her school.
What school is that?
Francis Howell.
Congratulations, Lydia.
Yes, thank you.
Let's see. That, by the way, congratulations to you, too, because it takes a lot of hard work and a lot of family effort for every child that does that well in school. And the family is a big part of that. Lydia didn't do it on her own. And you tell her You tell her that when she comes to you and says, I want a car. All right, let's see how you did here. We have landmark Supreme Court decisions, Star Trek true or false, or showbiz this week.
I'll try showbiz this week.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Julie, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Hollywood star announced this week that she's had a double mastectomy for preventative purposes?
Angelina Jolie.
Correct. Who announced her retirement this week after more than five decades on television?
Barbara Walters.
Correct. When Jimmy Fallon replaces Jay Leno on The Tonight Show next year, who will replace Jimmy Fallon on Late Night? You can pass if you want. Okay.
Pass.
Which famous TV psychologist died this week at age 85?
Pass.
Who was announced last night as the newest American Idol winner? 20 million people watched this person win.
And you and I
are not among them.
No, Cassandra or something.
I have to tell you,
it's close.
The answer is Candace
Glover.
Oh, okay.
Glover. By the way, ratings for Idol down 40% from last year. Yeah. Lowest ratings they've ever had for the final.
And I'll tell you what, that girl, I watched it. That girl is tremendous.
Yeah.
She's a great singer.
Oh, yeah. She has a pretty good career ahead of her, being forgotten by everybody 12 minutes from now. The TV psychologist was Dr. Joyce Brothers, and the new host of Late Night next year will be Seth Meyers.
Oh, okay.
Which, by the way, I think is a big mistake, because tell me something funny Seth Meyers has ever done besides a couple of bad jokes on Weekend Update.
Nothing.
And besides that, he's the head writer of the show, and this is the lowest point in the show's history.
Yeah.
Well, not in the history, but certainly it has not been funny during the time
sketches.
He's been in there. I just don't get it. All right.
So I'm going to be punished, aren't I?
Yes, you are, Julie, because you only got the one and the two, and that's 3 points. And here, I'll tell you what, because I'm already tired of Leonard Nimoy doing Johnny Cash, let's hear something else.
Of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart.
Now, Spock, we've never had love in his heart, would he?
You see, it's getting
the song's illogical for him to say.
Please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart, and the world.
Oh, I know. This is from the episode where Spock got drunk on Vulcan wine. I remember.
Place for you. Me. You just wait and see.
All right, that's enough. Oh. Julie, I'm sorry I had to hear that.
Me too.
But thanks for calling and have a great weekend.
You too, thanks.
Now let's meet our next contestant. Hello, Dan.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Not you. Another Dan.
The Dan on the phone.
Oh.
Hi, Dan, how are you?
Doing fine, yourself?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I am contracting right now at a big brokerage firm downtown, but still in need of full-time employment.
Okay.
More in the accounting area, not an accountant, but in the accounting area, that kind of thing.
What does that mean, the accounting area? Like I know some math.
You can count money.
Well, I did accountant's work, but I didn't get paid to be an accountant. You get the responsibility of those duties, but not the pay.
Oh, so you want an accounting job and an accountant's salary.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, I understand now. Categories are landmark Supreme Court decisions, Star Trek true or false, or our new third category, famous non-musical duos.
Wow. I don't want to come off as a geek and go with Star Trek, so I'll go with the Supreme Court.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Dan, let's play the Harris Challenge.
All right.
What were the names of the parties in the landmark 1973 decision that legalized abortion in the U.S.?
Roe v. Wade.
Correct. Within 10 years, when did the Supreme Court first declare a law passed by Congress to be unconstitutional?
1865.
Oh, 1803. What was the name of the black slave who claimed he was free but lost his case both at the old courthouse in St. Louis and later at the U.S. Supreme Court?
Dred Scott.
Correct. What oil company was broken up by the court in 1911 because of its unreasonable restraint of trade?
The Standard Oil.
Correct. What state's university was involved in the 1978 Bakke decision, which allowed a university to admit students on the basis of race? We're looking for the state.
Georgia.
California. Dan, you missed the 5 and the 2, and that would leave you with 1, 3, and 4. It's 8 points. You're a winner, Dan.
Oh, thank you, because I was already punished being on hold, having listened to Leonard Nimoy to begin with.
Hey, just remember, for every time you're punished on hold, we're wearing headphones. Dan,
right.
good
point taken.
Good luck with the job search. Hang on, Dan. I'll tell you how you get your prizes, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. Here's our next contestant. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just working in the field trying to get some farmers up.
Okay. Is this planting time?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. We have Star Trek True or False or famous non-musical duos.
Oh, I'll have to go with the famous non-musical duos.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Matt. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What dessert company has made custom products for both Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Fallon?
Baskin Robbins.
Ben and Jerry's. Remember, non-musical duos. What is the name of the company that makes Crest toothpaste, Bounty paper towels, and Tide detergent?
Johnson & Johnson.
Procter & Gamble. What are the first names of the famous Vegas magic duo, Fischbacher and Horn?
Siegfried and Roy.
Correct. What were the names of the two cops played on TV by Sharon Gless and Tyne Daly?
Cagney and Lacey.
Correct. What brand of wine cooler was advertised in the 80s with commercials that always ended, "And we thank you for your support"?
Bartles and James.
You got it. The 5, the 4, and the 3 makes 12 points, Matt. You thought you were off to a tough start there, but you pulled out a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And good luck with the weather this year. I know farmers really need a good year, and I hope you have one.
It would be nice.
Thank you very much for playing. Here's our final contestant now. Hello, Debbie.
Hi there.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, I'm just retired and missing my grandson's baseball game because it got canceled tonight, so I'll be there in the morning.
Okay.
Other than that, nothing too exciting.
Well, we only have one category left here, Debbie, and it's all yours.
Uh-oh. She doesn't sound thrilled.
Well, I think I'm a Star Trek fan, but you never know. They can be tricky.
It's true or false, Debbie. I can't believe it's
I know.
Grab a coin.
The odds are with me.
Well, the odds are 50-50. They're not with you or against. The good news is they're not against you.
Okay.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. True or false, Star Trek was the first American TV series to show an interracial kiss.
True.
It is true. True or false, in the original TV series, Dr. McCoy's first name was Lawrence.
False.
False. It was Leonard. True or false, the estate of Gene Roddenberry still gets royalties from flip phone makers because of his patent on the communicators he created for Star Trek.
False.
That is false. True or false, in the original TV series, Captain Kirk never said, "Beam me up, Scotty."
True.
That is true. True or false, in Swahili, Uhura means freedom.
I'll go with true.
Debbie, I don't know what you were worried about. You got the clean sweep, all 15 points. Congratulations.
Wow, cool.
Nice going.
Thank you so much.
That's what you get for letting your geek flag fly.
There you go. I am a geek. I love all that Star Trek stuff, Star Wars, everything.
Well,
can't
you know
wait
what?
To see the new one.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're giving you a movie pass. Can she use the movie pass for the Star Trek movie?
Yeah, Absolutely.
No. No.
No.
The judges are saying no, but you,
no, you can't.
No, but you could.
I can't use it?
No, but you could certainly use it for Iron Man 3, which is probably playing at a theater where Star Trek Into Darkness is also showing, if you know what I mean, Debbie.
Yes. Set aside 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah. The Great Gatsby, Iron Man 3, or Pain and Gain.
And it's at this point where I have to say once again,
Werenberg.
Okay.
Debbie, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thank you so much. This was great fun.
You're very welcome. And that's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15 exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide on KTRS.com.